a man of honor, a woman of honor that is prepared and ready. Jesus needs you. He needs you.
Every man and woman must choose to be a vessel of honor. Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as he shares how honor comes from God and prepares us for greatness.
So, if you brought your Bibles tonight, open them to 2 Timothy and listen very carefully. Track with me as we go through the Word. 2 Timothy, and let's begin reading with the 19th verse. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands true, having this seal: the Lord knows them that are His. Oh, the Lord knows me. Oh, glory to God. I'm His and He knows it. Amen. Now it says, this is a seal, the foundation of the Lord. You know what that's talking about? The foundation. You know what the foundation is, don't you? Haven't you ever seen a foundation where you go up there and look, whoa, and there's the construction company seal in that concrete, man. I mean, they had a big seal or something. They stamped that concrete while it was still wet. And here it is 50 years later, and there's the year, there's the company, and so forth and so on. That was sealed into that foundation. Now read this again. The foundation of God stands sure, having this seal: the Lord knows them that are His. Let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity, or anything that's crosswise of Him and that blessing in its operation. Now then, in a great house, what house? The house sitting on that foundation where that seal is in the foundation. So if that seal is in the foundation, the house must belong to us. Let everyone that nameth the name... Let everyone that has called on the name of Jesus, of whom the whole family, both in heaven and in earth, is named. So this is talking about the whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved and shall not be ashamed or disappointed. Anyone that calls upon the name of the Lord doesn't say, not you, nasty. Now, I thought He was going to do that to me. I'd been told He would do that to me. But thank God He didn't. Hallelujah. No, no, no. He died for the ungodly and I qualified. So do you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Now, so this great house belongs to those that have called upon the name of the Lord, the saved, the born again, the family of God, those that know Him, He knows. Now then, in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor, some to dishonor. There are wooden bowls, there are mud pots, and there's silver bowls and golden bowls. Well, yes, Brother Copeland. Amen. And I guess in the great house of God, I'm just a little mud pot. man, or if any man, what man? The any man that the Lord knows. Any man that has called on the name of the Lord. And the word man here is used as the species of man. There are male men and there are female men. There's male tigers and female tigers. You understand? Well, this is talking about mankind. Any man or woman that has called upon the name of the Lord, he knows. And anyone that has called upon the name of the Lord, if that person will therefore purge himself, it's not left up to God, it's left up to you and me. Any man or woman that will purge himself from these, he shall be. You say, well, now if God approves, there's a strong chance. But now you need to just be just happy being a little mud bowl. No, 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 no. Because to be a mud pot, you've got to be a vessel of dishonor. No, sir. No, sir. I got my heart set to be a man of honor before God. Amen. A man of honor. Hallelujah. So, if any man or any woman, therefore, that knows Jesus will purge him or herself from these. Of course, the Apostle Paul was writing this to Timothy. So he said, if you'll purge yourself from these, you shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, or separated, and meet, M-E-E-T, literally translated today would mean able, A-B-L-E. You will be sanctified and you will be prepared, able for the master's use and prepared to every good work. Well, that right there is enough to shout and run around about. Hallelujah. A man of honor, a woman of honor that is prepared and ready. Jesus needs you. He needs you. Oh, Brother Copeland, no, I need him. I know you need him, but the scripture says without you, he cannot fulfill the perfection of his call. We are the fullness of him that filleth all things, or fulfills all things. He needs you. How does he need you? He needs you well. He needs you strong. He needs you ready and able for the master's use. He needs honorable pots of gold and silver. Amen. Somebody that's worth something to him. He needs you rich. When he calls on you, he don't want you crabbing around about the money. Amen. But that's another message. Let's get back to this. Now, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lusts. Now, that's not just talking about sex. Of course, sex is involved. But that if there's anything that is an earmark of a child or pressure, the word lust there, translated lust, means pressure. Pressure that comes on you to do this. Pressure comes on you to do that. Be a youthful pressure. Well, if there's any general earmark to the young and to from babyhood up, it's selfishness. The scripture said, when I was a child, I thought like a child, and I spoke like a child, I acted like a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things, selfishness. I put away the idea that this whole thing is about me. A man of honor is not selfish. A man of honor is here to serve his master. Hallelujah. When you were born again, you were not born again a servant of God. You were born again a child of God. And now the scripture says, grow up into him in all things, speaking the truth in love to one another, building one another up. What's that say? It's time for you to come out of childhood and come on up and be a man of God, a woman of God, a woman, a man of honor, a vessel of worth and silver and gold in the household of God. You become a servant by choice, by honorable choice. I become a servant unto God. When I say your plan is my plan, your purpose is my purpose. I don't make my plans and then try to get God to bless them. My plans failed a long time ago. Your plans are my plans. Your purpose is my purpose. Your pursuit is my pursuit. That's the desire of my heart. I'll go where you say go. I'll only say those things that I hear you say and those things that you have taught me, and I will only do those things that I first see you do. Where have you heard that before? Isn't that what Jesus said? Amen. Well, that's what his plan is. Praise God, that's what my plan is. Hallelujah. Now, I am a child of the King, born of his word. Hallelujah. The same seed that gave birth to Jesus in the womb of Mary gave birth to me. Hallelujah. I'm born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of the living God, which lives and abides forever. Amen. Not only a child, but a man of God, but a true man of God. A man of honor rose his own self-will and plans aside and said, command me, send me, I'll go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Now then, let's go look at the profile of a vessel of honor. We'll go to the 112th Psalm. Most of you are familiar with this scripture. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed. That's referring to the blessing of Abraham, which belongs to you and it belongs to me in Christ Jesus. We've called on the name of the Lord. Our house is built on a foundation, and the seal in that foundation is the Lord knows his own. Hallelujah. Now then, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. That's not that kind of fear. Blessed is the man that has high reverence and high honor to God Almighty. Above all else, his word is final authority in my life. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delights greatly in his commandments. Whatever God tells me to do, whatever his word says, I delight in the opportunity to get to do it. The opportunity to take a stand. Praise God. Now, I'm saying these things so that you pick up on the sense of honor. Honor is more sense than taught. Honor is that strange drive. It's the thing inside God that was made him willing to send his only begotten son and put him on that cross in order to save you and me. It's that drive of right and doing what's right and doing it just simply because it's right. I don't care if anybody else knows it or not. You're there alone. Nobody's there but you and the master. But you do it right, and you do it unto him, and you do it for only one reason, and that's because it's right. And then by the eternal God, you do it right. That's honor, man. I mean, it's over the little things and the big things. It's, oh, hallelujah. Now listen to this very carefully. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the earth upright shall be blessed. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He's gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man. Now, what is a good man? A good man is a man of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So a man that pleases God would be a good man. That is a man of faith. A good man shows favor and he lends. He will guide his affairs with good judgment. Surely, surely, he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Bad news don't shake him. Why? He is on the foundation with a seal that God knows his own. Amen. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Now listen. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. I want you to notice something. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. Say that out loud. With honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He'll gnash his teeth and melt away. Well, okay. The desire of the wicked to destroy you. That desire, didn't say the wicked will perish. It said that desire that's driving that wicked, twisted person to destroy you. That desire on that person will melt. It'll melt. It'll just go away. And he's not driven. He'd be driven over here on something else. But not you. Now then, let's go back and look again. His horn shall be exalted with honor. Now, what does that mean? Well, let's turn over to the 75th Psalm. Psalm 75. And let's begin reading with the 5th verse. Lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. For promotion, now wouldn't it be a promotion for a mud pot to become a wooden pot, and then from a wooden pot to a silver pot, and from a silver pot to a gold pot? Woo, that's right on up the line, ain't it? And everything getting better all the time. Promotion comes neither from the east nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one and sets up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup. What kind of cup? All right, back up here. Lift not up your horn. It says here, his horn shall be exalted. Isn't that lifted up? Isn't that promotion? An exalted horn? The vessel of honor is a man that has come to God and he has said what Hannah has said. Oh, God is my strength. God is my power. He exalts my horn with honor. He has exalted me. Now religion will tell you, God don't want you exalted. So what is that type of religion and that type of man-made theology trying to do? Behorn you. Amen. No, the scripture didn't say God didn't want you exalted. It said he don't want you exalting you. We see that in the 112th Psalm. He has exalted me with his honor. He's blessed, he's wealthy, he's rich, he's a big house, and his righteousness endureth forever, and his seed is mighty upon the earth. Hallelujah. This is a person that has grown up in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So now, the vessel of honor is qualified to be a vessel of silver and gold. The vessel of honor is qualified to handle God's money and assets, influence, and honor. Honor. Are you hearing me? The man and woman of honor, the man and woman that has fled this selfish, childlike way of life, the man and woman that has made the quality decision, so help me God, I will be a vessel of honor in this household. And that's when God says, yes, little silver pot, and you will handle my money some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. And you'll never again say, I can't afford that. You'll just say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens and empowers me. Glory to God. If he said, do it, I'll do it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, where the money going to come from? The blessing.
Does God have a plan for me?
What am I supposed to do with my life?
Now what do I do?
What are your life questions? Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Kenneth Copeland Ministries introduces Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal. An exciting new curriculum that will help you discover step-by-step God's plan for your life, based on the New York Times best-selling book, God's Master Plan for Your Life by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal. Learn practical ways to apply biblical truths that bring answers to your life questions. Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free, 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's Master Plan for your life today.
Praise God. This is our day. Now, today's message came from that absolute wonderful Thunder Over Texas motorcycle rally. The Savelle Ministries and all the rest of us got in there and had a marvelous time in the Lord. And the Lord led me to talk about, as you've seen here, being a vessel of honor. I want to read that scripture one more time. If a man, any man or woman, will purge himself from these, he'll be a vessel unto honor, sanctified or separated, ready and able for the master's use. Now, in every house, there are vessels of gold and silver and wood and earth, some to honor and some to dishonor.
Well, Brother Copeland, I'd just be a little, this little mud pot, just a little wooden pot. I just want to be, you know, just a little nobody. Hey, haven't we got enough dishonorable Christians?
Amen. The ones that handle the silver and the gold are the ones that make a decision. I'm going to do this thing God's way, and I am a man, I'm a woman of honor, and I walk in this thing, so help me, God. Hallelujah. Now, how do you do this, man? How do you get in here? How do I find these things out? Well, let me tell you. Our sister Gloria has written a dynamite book on connecting with God's master plan in your life. Now, here is that teaching in a 5-DVD set with 5-CD set that goes along with it, and the interacting workbook that you can just get in this thing. Let me tell you something. If you would do what this says, and you would put this workbook right up on top, and you do what this says, you'll wind up in the perfect plan of God for the rest of your life. Because it'll not only teach you how to get in it, it'll teach you how to stay in it. And you ain't never been on that kind of road in your life till you get in here, man. I'm telling you, this is what it's all about. Father, I pray the prayer of faith for my brothers and sisters all over this world that are searching you out. And I add my faith to them as they search out your life and ministry for their life and ministry. Praise God. You be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You have the victory in Christ Jesus. God bless you all. We'll see you again next Sunday. Until then, Kenneth Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a DVD or CD copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. How much can you grow in 3 days? What about an entire week? Get rooted in the Word of God and engage your faith at these life-transforming meetings in 2009. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days at the Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th to 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri.
You're not blessed because of wealth and riches in your house. You have wealth and riches in your house because you're blessed.
Then to Long Beach, California for the West Coast Believers Convention, June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center.
It's really like a breath of fresh air.
Just charges us up for the year to come.
I just can't stay away from it.
Head on down to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention from August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information on these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
While you're maintaining your love walk, you're maintaining your health walk. A calm, undisturbed mind is the life and health to the body.